I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This story next, we are heading south. We're going to Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Ooh.
Oh, my.
My God in heaven.
Sounds scary.
There's a nudist park there.
Oh. Oh, my
just,
God.
If you thought it was scary before, wait till I say the words nudist park.
We just flock.
In Murfreesboro?
Murfreesboro.
It's right at the corner of Gunpluckett Road and Bradyville Pike.
Oh, my God. That is, I know that area so well.
Oh, Gunpluckett, yeah.
Anyway, they just helped put out a bushfire.
Yeah.
Oh.
A flaming bush.
Oh, my God, everybody.
There's tons of flaming bushes there.
So it's Rock Haven Lodge. Let's look it up first before we
God,
get to the
guys.
Story. Rock,
Rock Haven,
Haven Lodge.
There it is.
Keep your pubes right away from the flames.
Keep your pubes away from the flames.
They'll go right
you
up.
You have to.
Ooh.
Oh. Jeez, got a nice pool table.
Looks very scary.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Yikes, this place.
And it's a resort, they call that?
I don't know.
It looks like just
watch
little shelters.
Watch our... There's just some nudist camping.
What the hell is going on?
There's water in...
You can just do everything you want. We got scuba diving.
What's happening?
There's a naked guy playing
this
that
trumpet. Students.
It's just an adventure. Jesus Christ.
Is it all... it's nudist.
This is for sure the one in Tennessee.
They have a memorial garden, of all the nudists they've
that
lost.
That have died so well, because a lot of them are very old.
Mm.
If tears could build a stairway and memories a lane, I'd walk right up to heaven and bring you home again.
Here's the Bart.
There's someone's barbecue tools. They just laid tools.
That was how they really like barbecue.
Yeah, if you put down some tools on their memory garden, there's a spatula and a big fork.
That guy had the hottest wieners in the whole park.
Lord, we lay
hold on,
down on this.
Go up. Is there another one? What is that strap thing that's up? Like, what is that?
What is that?
It's a big wooden
back scratcher.
It's a back scratcher.
He loves scratching backs. Teddy loved scratching his back, and as we all know, he had a bit of a weight problem and could not reach every part of his body, Lord Jesus.
So we lay here, his famous favorite back scratcher.
He put it on top of a rock and mulch.
He loved a little toy bus.
Well, here lies Bill. Tina. She loved The Simpsons more than anything in the whole world.
There it is.
Yep.
There's Grumpy. He was born in 1939.
Mm.
Oh, my God. They're nudist memorial.
Is that like a natty light? Did someone have a can of natty light?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
I think so, you guys.
That guy loved trains. That person loved deer.
There's the
semi-trucks.
Little semi-truck.
This is just the most... I've never seen a nudist park memorial garden before. But
never.
In Tennessee.
We had one.
We just hope Big Tina's up there in heaven watching all the episodes of The Simpsons on DVD.
You know
with
she
our
is.
Lord.
You know she is.
Jesus.
It's a scary looking place, you guys.
I don't
it's
like
scary
it.
Looking.
Now we got some pictures. There we go. There's a ton of fatties in the pool.
What is it, outside of Nashville?
Ooh.
Is that guy has 14 backs?
Oh my God, that
that's
pool.
Just one.
Is that a lady? Is that a big-ass lady? Is that a huge Amazon lady?
Yes, it is.
Look at her next to that little one.
I think she's actually propped up on top.
Her rolls of fat are holding her up there on the side.
She's propped up.
That pool looks like a big old thing of Swedish meatballs, don't it?
I don't don't see one attractive person in that pool.
Mm-mm. No, Lise, you're not going to find an attractive person in Tennessee.
No.
There you go. They're all older.
God.
Tennessee Nudist Park, Lisa. That's all you need to know. Tennessee Nudist Park.
Like I said, I went to that Tennessee water park. It's the same thing.
Oh.
Well, there was no one. Some clothes on.
Well, yeah, they do, but the clientele.
Yeah, so if they were all
It's not like there were good-looking people running around.
Oh, my God. Look at that big boy.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
You just guaranteed I will not.
I'm having a bad day now.
Look at the saggy breasts. Look at the saggy breasts to the top right.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Look how low they go. They're almost on that table.
Oh, my God.
I have boobs on my back and my front side.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That ass seen some better
days. Is it like how I wrote nice day on the back of me?
So anyway,
she doesn't even know she has that written on her.
The story that made us look up this Tennessee nudist park is that a bunch of nudists actually helped battle a fire there.
Everybody pissed on it.
That's right. I wondered if they did.
Here's the story of how they saved the day from News 4. Take a listen here.
Nudist park pitching in to help contain a brush fire in Rutherford County that scorched up to 10 acres. It happened today near the intersection of Bradyville Pike and Gumpucket Road. Mm-hmm. A woman who lives at the nudist park saw the fire, called for backup. It turns out the nudist park owns a vintage 1964 Ford fire truck that holds 500 gallons of water.
Yes.
Apparently, it still works pretty well.
Let's go.
Meantime, I was on the phone with 911 dispatcher all the way over there.
Oh, good God.
Meantime, one of my other guys had walked through the woods, through the fields, and had found a hose over there and started spraying what he could. And they kept it away from the big trailer that was back there. And one guy stopped it going up a power pole.
What?
That was the nudist that called 911.
That was the nudist.
Sounds like she's 95.
Because she is, goddamn. She lives there, Lise.
Yeah.
I want to see the fire truck.
Yeah. They don't have a picture of it.
1965, beautiful.
They don't have a picture of it.
Damn it.
Attention, all nudists. We need you to get to the fire truck immediately and to go to the corner of the Gumpucket and whatever the hell.
Bradyville Pack and Gumpucket.
Was it the chick's name was Susan Palmer?
Susan Palmer, yeah.
Don't you think she's got some information out there? We could probably isolate.
It's a very common name. Yeah, I don't know. We'd be able to find her on the fly here.
Palmer.
Yeah, so they have a 1964 Ford fire truck that holds 500 gallons of water. They just happen to have it at this nudist park, I guess, to fight their own blazes. And they don't have to call in outside
help,
right?
That's probably what it is. If you're so isolated, you better have your own deal.
We just use them mostly to spray each other.
And
now,
don't you feel like they were trying to save their land?
Yeah, save their bush.
It was their whole area was going to get burned down.
Gumpucket.
I was shocked by her voice.
That holds 500. Still works pretty well.
Meantime, I was on the phone with 911 dispatcher all the way over there. Meantime, one of my other guys had walked through the woods, through the fields.
That's what it sounds like.
And found a hose over there and started spraying what he could.
It does. I mean, you get it. Maybe they woke her up. Maybe they just woke her up.
Never clear, slaves. Never clear. Every time I talk, I just think it's my last breath.
Nudist Susan Palmer joining us now. Susan, how did it go?
It went about as well as you can imagine.
Susan, are you okay?
No, I'm 95 years old. I'm naked and I'm...
She's probably 32.
Yeah, exactly.
She's probably 32.
No, there's no chance she's 32.
She's
1,000.
Oh, wow. Maybe
she's
60.
She lives there.
Yeah.
She lives there, which means she lives there. No job needed.
So Tim's in Fort Myers, but Tim actually worked at a Tennessee nudist park.
Oh, my God.
Tim, lord.
Yeah. What an adventure.
How was that?
It was actually a lot of fun. Probably the best job I ever had.
Really? Yeah. So what did you do there?
Nudist.
I was a bartender, bar manager guy.
Did
this
you have to be nude?
A nudist swingers resort.
Mm. Oh. So did you have to be nude?
No, I had to wear like a button down and be like professional and stuff.
Okay, all the nudists came to you for drinks.
Yeah.
And
there was a lot more attractive people than you might think. You know, we'd get people in their 20s or in their 60s and everywhere in between.
Do you think you got a different crowd because it was a nudist slash swinger park?
Yeah, for sure, because they'd have themed parties on the weekends, and people that weren't like normal members would come in just for the parties.
Yeah, so I think this place is not up. This swinger trailer park or whatever swinging. Is nothing like where you worked. I think you'd have a different story to tell if you worked
in
this way.
It was kind of a trailer park.
Yeah.
Well, they had like little camper chalets, and they had a camper maybe a 12-room chalet.
You make it sound so fancy, Tim, a camper chalet.
Yeah.
That's what they called it. It's just a little one-room cabin.
Yeah.
Well, that's what this looks like. It looks like one-room cabins because your bed is, you open the door and the bed's right there.
Yeah.
So,
I think Tim might be a spokesman for Big Nude.
I think
he's
part of Big Nude.
Very partial.
One of the best times ever you could ever have in your whole entire life.
I tell you, people are just so attractive in Tennessee, you wouldn't imagine it.
I'm Tim for Big Nude.
I'm secretly an agent of Big Nude.
Well, this is something we never would have seen before, but a viral video shows police actually giving marijuana back to a driver under new guidelines in Georgia.
In Georgia.
Here's how it all played out from WSB-TV. Take a listen.
I said right now in Gwinnett County, the marijuana in this bag is non-prosecutable.
This video was posted in the past couple of days on Facebook. We have not determined who the actual poster was, but it's getting a lot of attention. As I first reported nearly 2 months ago, Gwinnett County and now other areas in Georgia are not prosecuting minor marijuana possession cases. And in this case, the driver and passengers involved seem to be having some fun with it.
We cannot seize it.
Okay.
Our lucky day.
That's the best. Their reaction. We can't seize this.
Oh, no. I can't seize it either, man. Okay, then. I guess we'll take that back, please.
Have a good day, officer.
You are more than welcome to have it back, you guys.
Thanks so much.
We're going to smoke it.
Right now? Is that okay? No, okay.
No, not here. Not here. You take it home.
That was hilarious. They were like, oh,
they're so happy.
Oh, the best.
We cannot seize it.
Okay.
You're more than welcome to have it back.
There's currently no legal test in Georgia police can use to tell the difference between the illegal marijuana and hemp, which is now legal.
So we have no doubt that the video looks unusual.
But Gwinnett County police say conversations like this are occurring on a daily basis, and they will be for small amounts of pot. But officers warn, don't get used to it.
At any time, we could get notification that they are going to start prosecuting these cases.
I asked the GBI about the test. I was told while its crime lab is now testing for felony cases, the state is still trying to find protocols that would allow people in the field, like police officers, to do tests. And, quote, to date, no test has been found or developed. The lab will continue its efforts in this area.
We don't want people to think that what happens today might be something that's still going on next week.
So for now, this will continue.
So you're more than welcome to have it back.
So what the deal is like hemp is legal there now.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they have a small amount of weed, the only way to get prosecuted is for them to send it to a lab, test it, make sure it has
confirm its weed,
and it just financially must not make enough sense for them to do.
Yeah,
that's why they're not
doing it. Can't make money off of it.
That's it.
It's
a losing, lose-lose situation.
I do like that spokesman. She's like, at the end of the day, it is still Georgia.
Yeah.
So things could change.
Because don't you feel like that cop was super mad that he couldn't knock him over the head with his...
He's almost seemed kind of cool, but...
I don't know. I got a vibe from him. Like,
I cannot prosecute you. I'd love it if I could take out my club and whack you guys upside the head.
I was looking forward to beating y'all within an inch of your life.
But
so
it's
good.
Just not enough.
It just seems like such a waste of time to prosecute over a little tiny amount of...
It always has been.
Yeah, it always has been.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Speaking of weed, though, it is not the same in Fort Myers because a 911 dispatcher there has actually been suspended for telling a man to get rid of the evidence. You get rid of that weed. Here's the story.
Thank you. The dispatcher did it.
Get rid of that weed.
Flush
right
that
now.
Down there.
You better eat that or something.
NBC2 has the story.
Documents show the conversation started when a man said, quote, I'm blocked in by like 8 effing Fort Myers PD. The convo goes on a few more sentences before Kinsler says, get rid of it, get rid of it. You can see it. Right?
Get rid of it, get rid of it.
And responds back, I threw it in the effing bushes.
We learned that it was marijuana that man threw into the bushes near Mohawk Avenue and Apache Street in Fort Myers on August 18th. That's where Fort Myers Police Department was already on scene for a separate call. While on duty, Kinsler made an outgoing call from the recorded LCSO line. Two co-workers overheard Kinsler's end of the call, telling a man to, quote, get rid of it, apparently without knowing it was weed. At the end of the conversation, she tells him, quote, stay where you're at. If anything happens, have them call me here at work. Her co-workers reported the exchange to their supervisors. When they were discussing what happened, they found a text message on Kinsler's personal phone from the same man that read, quote, you need to call me now, ASAP, now, or I'm getting a felony. Kinsler later admitted telling the man to get rid of potential evidence was wrong and a, quote, major lapse in judgment.
Kinsler's two-day suspension starts tomorrow with 6 months of disciplinary probation. We have reached out to Fort Myers Police Department and Lee County Sheriff's Office for more information on this investigation, but we have not heard back.
So she only got suspended for 2 days.
Yeah. I mean, which is crazy. But at the same time, it also wasn't like I called 911 and I was like, man, I'm on a real pickle here. There's cops all around me. I got all this weed on me. Should I get rid of it?
That is. It's like her friend or
it was her friend or boyfriend.
Yeah.
She's like, get rid of it. Yeah. I thought at first it was like, guy was like, 911, I'd like to report 8 cops blocking me in. They're looking real aggressive and crazy.
Yeah. Like, you got any weed
get
on
me? Get rid of your drugs. Get rid of your drugs before they do something.
Thank you. Thank
oh, my
you.
God. Now 8 of them.
Andy, the 911 operator.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I would not last. Yeah.
No, no.
No, you would
I'd
tell
be like,
them.
Tell me exactly where you threw it.
Exactly. Well,
so what street?
Where did you throw that?
Get rid of it, but where exactly did you get rid of it?
Left-hand side?
Is it more of like the ditch or the bushes?
Thank you. I'll be right there.
No. My shift ends at 9.
Don't ever come back to that area or ever try to retrieve it again. They're watching you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A Russian man is suing Apple for more than $15,000 because an app on his iPhone coerced him into being gay.
This app keeps talking.
The Russian man identified in the lawsuit as D. Razmuzilov.
Yeah.
Claims that he became caught up in same-sex relationships. After in an app that he downloaded on his iPhone, someone sent him 69 gay coins.
You've got 69 free gay coins on us.
What am I to deal with gay coins? I'm not gay.
Spin them. Spin them on,
spend
our,
them
on our gay app.
Yes.
It's free coins.
15 coins already. I'm pretty gay.
I like it. It's nice.
That's a lot of coins.
But more. Yeah. Included with the gay coins was a message that read, don't judge without trying. He said, I thought, indeed.
That is fine point. Believe I will spend these gay points.
Putin does not like it, yes.
No.
I'm not gay.
I hope he doesn't find out. I better blame Apple.
Yes. Yeah, it's good.
He said, how can I judge without trying? So he decided to try same-sex relationships. Next thing you know, he says he's hooked on the gay.
Bada boom, bada bing. I love mints. I love mints.
All because of those coins?
Those coins. All because
those
of gay coins.
Goddamn coins. They make me so gay.
Really, get me up.
He said, I can say after 2 months that I am in an intimate relationship with a member of my own sex and I can't get out. I have a steady boyfriend. I don't know how to explain it to my friends, my family, my parents. My life has changed for the worse after receiving those gay coins on my iPhone and will never be normal again.
I really hate it when he's in me. And
yes.
I love it.
All I do, it's a different life now because life of Apple.
So he has sued Apple for manipulatively pushing him toward homosexuality. He's filed a 1 million rupees lawsuit, which is about 15,000 US.
It's $85 I want for being...
Get nothing.
You give me these gay coins, they hypnotize me with youngers.
It worked.
Mm.
He's going to be
works
in court
every time.
October 17th.
So
they'll decide in a couple of weeks what his fate shall be.
Ooh, get out of Russia while Russia
is
good.
Now. Yeah, because now everyone in Russia knows who he is.
Oh, yeah, they don't.
Filed this lawsuit.
They're not the most accepting.
Did anyone else know there was gay Bitcoin?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got tons of it.
Oh, come on. Yeah. I had no idea that existed in the world.
It's a great currency to trade.
Is there like Lesbo coin? And...
But is it like some kind of weird... I have to assume that it's some kind of... is it a cam thing?
Must be.
And then they offer you coins.
He's like, well, I have the coins. Like, I might as well spend them.
Waste to, like, not tip wanted. Them?
Waste not, want not, you know. He's,
There it is. Mm.
Gay coin.
Gay coin.
Gay coin. Wow, they trade.
They do. You can actually buy.
On the coin market.
There was
give
one.
Me
oh, they really peaked in the new year there.
Give me 1 million of your gay coin.
And they take a big tumble.
I cannot stop thinking about the point that it made, that if I not try it, how do I know I'm not like it?
I'm pretty sure I'm not like it, but...
Thanks, Apple. Now I have boyfriend.
I cannot leave him.
I love him so.
That's what they say.
I love his sexy times.
An Ohio man is on the run. Cops are looking for this Speedo-clad pervert.
Oh, James.
That has been haunting a sorority house.
Oh.
That's how you know it wasn't me. I would have been at the frat house.
Exactly.
Exactly.
James is safe.
So this is weird, you guys. I think he's into, like, humiliation or something. Ohio police seeking to identify this Speedo-clad man. He prowled around a Kent State University sorority house early this week. He was recorded on a Ring doorbell cam. Written on him, on his body, because he's only wearing a Speedo, things like laugh at me and shrimp dick.
Oh, yeah, that's
along with
it. Is it a frat?
4 inches.
Oh,
probably. And so tiny.
Seems like
sounds
a frat,
like a frat.
Bro.
It's like a frat.
Get as nude as you can, bro.
There's pictures of him here.
Let's see.
Yeah, so there he is. Laugh at me, pervert. LOL with arrows pointing to his dong, 4 inches, so
he
tiny.
He's holding himself, though. If I was a frat guy, I wouldn't be.
Loser on his forehead.
Holding myself.
The suspect. There's someone with a fist to him.
Yeah.
The suspect first showed up at the Alpha Pi house. At that time, the trespasser was naked, though, and he danced on the front porch. They believe he's also sent a nude photo and messages to some of the members. If apprehended, he could face public indecency charges, they say.
Do you think he's holding his phone like that, knowing it's going to cover his face?
Yeah, but they got a shot of his face.
Oh.
He obviously didn't hold it up
didn't
there.
Know about the
time.
Side cam, yeah.
I think he just moved the phone away.
He's on the phone. I think he's...
Is he taping it?
He's talking, or...
He's probably taping it. But he's definitely holding the phone there on purpose to hide his face for the most part.
Weird dude.
I feel like this is like a hazing ritual.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like. That's what it seems like.
This is around the time when that happened.
He's been there before, though. Like in late August, that's when he was there naked dancing on the porch. And he sent nude photos and messages to members. That makes me think it wasn't a one-time prank.
I mean, it seems...
Maybe it's a long hazing ritual.
Yeah.
The world's longest
hazing ritual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how long does it take to get in a...
Like a frat.
But does he look older, though? Like, he doesn't look like he's frat age.
Really?
You don't think so?
I think he could look frat age.
Yeah, picture him with, like, some like a visor on and some shades and a popped collar.
Just seems so, like, college hazy.
Yeah, like, writing all over.
Let's totally have some straight fun and ride on our naked friend's body and get real close.
Get naked for us.
We're going to have some straight funny straight time. come on, bro. Jeez.
Yeah, come on. Are you cool or what? Can I? I'm gonna write my word right on your dong.
Yeah, we really like. We're gonna get a good look at your penis, and we're gonna write. Right near it.
Listen, normal frat bros.
I'm going to kiss it while he writes.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Like in a straight way.
Like in a totally straight, straight way.
Wow, you're in great shape.
Yeah, bro.
Well, let me rub those pecs for a bit. I mean, just feel how strong you are.
We're such good friends, bro.
Yeah. You're in. You're like, you're in.
That could be it. Who knows?
That's awesome, bro.
Yeah.
Or he's just a pervert. Could go either way here. He could be a frat bro, or he could just be a pervert trying to hit on the ladies because you know you got a house full of ladies there, right?
Mm. It's not a bad plan as a pervert to almost fake like you're a frat bro.
That could be it, too.
Yeah. I mean, he did write loser on his forehead, though, which if I was a perv and I didn't want to get caught, I probably wouldn't write in marker on my face. Because what if I can't get it off? Or
yeah,
that's the fratty thing about it. Frat guys love to write on naked dudes, don't they?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
When it comes to keeping things interesting in the bedroom, there's a growing movement getting into doing the hand jive together.
Mm.
They say there's a whole list of reasons why slapping the salami and flicking the bean might be something that you should bring into your sex life. But there are even more reasons, they say, why couples are doing it more. To learn what gets their partner off. One of the reasons. No matter what the reason, they say this is what you can do, some variations to keep it interesting. Try different positions. If you decide you're going to diddle yourselves together,
yes.
Try different positions.
Like an inversion table or something?
Well,
upside down hanging.
They say on your backs or side to side, obviously can be great, but some straddling. And leg crossing action can get it done in interesting ways, too.
You shouldn't have to tell people how to do any of this.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's like, tell you how I'm doing it.
What does every guy say? See, pretty simple, isn't it?
I figured it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, do you want to... You want to watch, I guess. If someone's going to do that, you want to see
a naked person.
What do you
there.
Think the percentages of couples that diddle themselves together?
Or probably a lot.
Probably almost
probably
all
fairly
of them.
High,
yeah,
right?
I mean, it's a pretty common thing, I would say.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it's too far-fetched for your sexual relationship.
No, especially, especially if it's like, if it's harder for you as a guy. Like if a chick takes a while to get there and you know she can get there herself like instantly. You're like, you go ahead.
Don't you go.
Don't you go.
Still don't understand.
Jesus, what are you doing?
What is that?
It's quick and weird.
Circles or?
Can't do it.
I don't, well, I'll never figure that out.
My God.
Eye contact, they say, is key. That makes the intimacy its most primal.
That's super creepy, too.
Eye contact?
Right in the eyes. I never blink.
Looking someone in the eyes as you pleasure yourself.
Yeah. It's a bold move.
Mm.
If you're into it, they say giving out instructions about how you want to see it can definitely fire things up, too. And telling them they can only climax when you say so.
Yeah, yeah.
That's more like dominant stuff.
Yeah, right? But I think there's some of that. There can be some of that.
And then they say make sure you have a towel of love nearby.
Love towel.
Towel of love.
Unbelievable, the wording of that. You just read the whole thing.
The crustiest towel
from
the house.
Salami to beans.
Yep.
To love towels. Yeah. I can't.
Towels. I'm sorry.
All right, Lisa. It's all right.
It's so true, Lisa. Okay. I'm sorry. We apologize.
Oh, man.
For all that salami and beans.
Towel of love. The towel of love.
That's the towel of love. Boom.
Huey Lewis in the new song.
The towel of love.
No.
Bomb and beans.
Can you
feel it? Slapping the salami and flicking the bean.
Yeah.
The towel of love. It's a beautiful thing. Makes one man weep. Makes another man sing.
Should get it like the writing put on the towel. Towel of love.
Yeah, of course. Can you buy a love towel?
Instead of your initials, you just put that down.
I wonder if you can
buy a towel of love.
Can you embroider a heart? Embroider a heart on it.
Towel.
Let's see if they sell
that. That's a towel. It's a towel of love.
Don't need money. Don't need fame.
Love lot.
Premium,
premium cotton sex
get
towel.
Get your slimy. Slime and beans.
There you go. There it is. Love mop. The cotton
love
sex
mop
towel.
Is even worse.
Yeah.
Love mop.
Makes one man weep. Makes another man sing.
Slap your slimy.
Flick your little beans.
That's the towel of love.
On your stomach.
Anyway,
yep.
Keep a love towel handy.
Yeah.
At all times. You don't have to write on it or call it that.
You should have it on there. You're going to want to wash that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little extra hot water or something.
Mm-hmm. Extra bleach.
Yeah.
Use two Tide Pods.
Yeah, set it to sanitize. Extra heat.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to...
That's a towel of love.
At least if it's a perfect Dave and Chuck the Freak merchandise.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Yes, Dave and Chuck the Freak's towel of love.
You guys could get your faces embroidered on the top.
No, it's not a bad idea.
You can wipe up with us.
That's incredible.
Wipe up with Dave and Chuck the Freak.
No,
that's
no way
it's going to happen.
Wipe up with us.
I'll be so excited.
We can never get it done, guys. We don't even have our own t-shirts.
The greatest piece of merchandise.
Dave and Chuck the Freak's towel of love.
Sell it ourselves. We'll make $3 billion.
Yes, won't we? We can't trust anyone else to do it.
I was going to say, you're going to have to make the phone calls.
Better get high quality, though.
Yeah, you don't want some...
No, it's got to be last.
Yeah,
you want most people to just think it's going to hang, but every once in a while someone's going to try it, then they're going to have to buy another one.
I'm too insane.
They're going to have our faces on it?
Yes.
I hope so.
They got to wipe up with their faces.
They're going to aim for us.
I don't care.
Yeah, whatever.
Blast away.
Cover us in your stuff.
Yeah.
We make $3 on every towel.
Exactly.
We sold 37 of them. You do the math.
The back of it can be James and the thong embroidered.
Dave and Chuck the Freak's towel of love coming soon.
You wait. Love.
That's good swag, man.
It is. I mean, it's just unfortunate.
Good.
I'm sure that there's
good radio schwag.
I'm sure that there's golf towels that we could buy in bulk.
Mm. Yeah, and just get that
have like that little hook.
Yeah,
I made the calls, guys, but but the finishing towels. It's not going to. There's no way to make a profit.
Oh, come on, Ken.
There's just no way we can make it work. I looked into all kinds of different factories, and
Ken,
I tried my best.
Did you, though?
To embroider you guys on there, each towel would have to cost $39.
Oh, God, Ken.
It's impossible.
They'll pay it for the towel of love.
It's impossible.
We'd have to start a GoFundMe for the towel.
Of love?
Of love.
Yeah.
And then if we got enough people willing to spend the money, we could then make a run of the towels. That's probably how we should do any merchandise we do anyway.
You're right.
Because we can't get anything done, so...
Dave and Chuck the Freak Starter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is. Kickstarter. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Not a GoFundMe. We need Kickstarter.
We do.
That's how lame we are.
Someone said, does your company not like money?
This is $1 million idea. They're still trying to figure out how to make it.
Yeah, you're right.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.